Thank you. Thank you so much. Ooh, take your candle and go light the world. So, we survived most of the holidays so far, I think. We've only got a couple things left as we cruise into the end of 2021. Who's with me? We're going to make it? Yeah. So, just a little catch up. Since I was here as a staff minister, I went to the High Desert Center for Spiritual Living virtually to learn how to do an actual broadcast when people weren't broadcasting yet, when the lockdown and the pandemic first kind of hit. So I had the green screen and the slides and the thing and the remote, and I was learning a lot. I've learned a lot. So very grateful to have learned a lot. And grateful to embrace the change that's coming. And I'm going to be leaving and moving on from the High Desert Center for Spiritual Living as they look for a new minister who lives in that area. And I'm going to be going out and starting my own focus ministry, singing and speaking and sharing with all of you my songs and my songwriting and my message. So, give me your prayers and your light for that. I want you to hold a space for me for that as I venture out into the universe, virtual and otherwise. Thank you. And in the meantime, you know, my daughter finally left her bedroom and actually went to college this past September to Santa Barbara, which is so gorgeous, you know. And, you know, I only cried for a couple of days after we dropped her off. It wasn't too bad. Now she can kind of come and go, and I hardly cry at all, right, Kevin? I'm pretty good. Goodbye. I'll see you later. No, I'm pretty good. I cried when I dropped her off at kindergarten, so I guess it's okay if I drop her off at college and cry a little, right? You guys can probably relate to that. Let's see. So that's my daughter. So my Irish husband Kevin, had back surgery this year, which was a kind of a big deal, but he's done great. And he was kind of actually dancing around, unfortunately, on Christmas Eve. I say unfortunately because his dancing skills are, you know, not as great as his other skills that he has. But we're going to take some classes. He's got a lot of talents. Dancing is not one of them. I'm sorry to say. Well, he's looking pretty good right now. We're going to go to the Arthur Murray School of Dancing. We're going to try to figure out how to dance together. So, I was also laid off in June from my day job, my regular job. I've been in ophthalmology first as a technician and then kind of a nurse and surgical and then management for, like, I don't know, 34 years, 38 years? Jeepers. You know, so that means I'm over 25, which you probably guessed already. But I was laid off because of COVID. And they were downsizing. So, you know, strangely, throughout my ministerial school and practitioner training, I kept trying to manifest being out of that job and doing this. And I'll just say this stuff works. It may have taken a pandemic to get me out of that job, and I'm, you know, but that's kind of what happened, strangely. So here I am, and I'm flying out into the world doing all of this, which is great. Centers for Spiritual Living has a great thing called the Global Themes. So every month has kind of a theme. So Centers for Spiritual Living, our mothership company, Mother, Father, God headquarters that we belong to, the December theme is Journey of Becoming. Which is interesting because you think, well, it's the end of the year. How am I going to fit in any becoming now? Like, it's almost done. But December is Journey of Becoming. And so this week in December, the title that they suggest for the theme is The Light of a New Dawn. And, you know, we just passed through solstice, winter solstice, right? The shortest day of the year. And I wanted to know, what does the word solstice even mean? It literally means the sun standing still. And I looked around at the trees in my neighborhood. Some of them are evergreens, but some lose all their leaves. They look like just sticks, just dead sticks hanging there. And in this time of solstice, in this time of darkness, the darkest time before the light, this is the time to go within and do that inner work. You know, the trees look dead on the outside, but what's really happening? There's a lot happening. There's a lot happening under the surface. The energy is no longer going towards the outer. Putting out leaves, putting out buds, putting out flowers, putting out all these things. The energy is going within. And doing that work that needs to be done now so that those flowers can come in the spring. If we don't do the work now, right, in this moment, then we're not preparing for the flowers. We're not preparing for the harvest, which is going to come farther down, right? We have to start growing it now. So this time of darkness is actually a time to really sit still and quiet and listen to that still small voice within. How many of you sit and don't actually have like grocery lists and stuff going on in your head? You can actually sit, and how many meditate? Yeah? And you online? I'm watching. Spiritual practice, like sitting in the stillness. And, you know, so many people I've talked to avoid meditating because they think it's hard and they think that they won't be perfect at it. I thought that when I first started. I was like, oh, there's no way I can silence my mind. So certainly it's not about silencing our mind, right? It's kind of like working a muscle. When the mind starts to drift off, oh, I got to go do my laundry, pull it back in. Focus on the breath. Oh, I have to go to, okay, pull it back in. Focus on the breath, right? So if you haven't tried it, there's so many great books out there on it, and we teach it. So I highly recommend it. Meditation is great. So I used to go to practitioner training with a guy who used to use a term called beginnings. Have you heard of that before? Beginnings. And he loved talking about beginnings. And this is kind of where we are now, at this bridge between the end of this year and the new year. Beginnings. Beginnings and endings happening at the same time. You know that old saying, when God closes a door, God opens a window, right? Or another one opens. That's right. Exactly right. So I love to call our own Brock Travis, I love to call him Guru Brock. Guru Brock. Because he's such a teacher, right? And guru, it was really come known to mean a teacher. We all have our own inner guru, and we have gurus like Reverend Bonnie and like all of you here who are teachers. And it really struck me when I learned that guru really literally means gu, darkness, ru, light. Darkness to light. That's what teachers do for us, right? They take us from the darkness to the light. So Ernest Holmes, we love Ernest Holmes. He's our man. This is who we talk about. This is the founder of our philosophy. If you haven't read it, Science of Mind, it's a great book. It's a little thick. Don't be intimidated. Ernest Holmes says this, we are continuously living a new life. We are continuously living a new life. And when the old and the new do not fit nicely together, the old, no longer able to contain the new, should be discarded. Yeah, powerful stuff. So when the old and the new cannot fit nicely together, when we want to be healthy, but we're not taking the steps that it takes to get there, there's like a cognitive dissonance. Have you heard of that? Where we know something is really good for us, but we don't do it. Why? Why don't we do it? So Ernest Holmes talks about the fact that, look, when the two things can't occupy the same space at the same time, which is basic physics, you got to let go and jettison that old stuff, right? Who here has something, an old belief, that you're ready to discard today? An old belief about something. You know, oh, life is hard. Oh, I'll never make it. Okay, all these old beliefs. When we let go of that, when we let go of that day job that we really wanted to let go of but we're afraid to let go of, when we let go of that fear, then we can embody the new, which is basically just building a bigger spiritual container, right? We talk a lot about drinking from the well of life or the energy of life and drinking with a thimble. Or getting a mug. How about a nice coffee mug size, right? Or a pipeline. It's our choice. You know, whatever we can embody, live, whatever our container size is, we get to experience that. Wow. So who's walking around with a thimble or an eyedropper, right, to experience the fullness of life? It's up to us to build a bigger container. And I tell the story of how I was downsizing my purse because I went from having small children where there's a giant diaper bag and the equipment and the car seats and the thing with the, you know, tons of equipment. Large purses, you have to be prepared all the time like a Girl Scout. I have snacks. I have a drink. Go get it. So I finally realized I need a mature woman purse. I need a mature woman purse because I don't have little kids and I can just put little things in it. So I downsized and I got a small purse. And then I said, oh, geez, now my wallet is too big. Now I got to get a small wallet. So I was like, okay. So I got a smaller wallet. And I loved it. It was like vegan leather. You know, I like the vegan leather thing. And so I was transferring my stuff from my old wallet, which was bigger, into the new one, which was smaller. And my money would not fit in. It wouldn't fit in. I was like, who makes a wallet where you can't fit money in there? Like, what is the point of that? And then I thought to myself a little deeper, what message am I sending to the universe? Oh, I don't need that money stuff. No, I don't. I live in the Star Trek generation. We don't use money anymore. No, I need, you know, to be abundant. I need the flow, the money going out, the money coming in. And if it can't come in and I can't jam it in to my wallet, I'm kind of telling the universe, yeah, I don't really need that money stuff so much, right? So the old belief that I had to sort of downsize, and I just need a little wallet, I just want a little, it was wrong, you know. My money couldn't fit in the same space that the, you know, new wallet was fitting in. So I now have a bigger purse. Everything fit in there today. Hairbrush, curling iron, microphone, like everything fit. And I anticipate money going into it at any moment now. So... So that's what I do. So how do we work on building that bigger container? You know what we do this time of year? New Year's resolutions. The dreaded New Year's resolutions, right? Oh, we're so attached to those. You know, what do we want to do? We want to get thinner. We want to get healthier. We want to be richer. We want to find a good relationship. We want to have creative expression. So we set up a little resolution. Okay, January 1st, this is when it's going to start. And I'm going to do it. This time I'm going to do it. And you go to the gym, and you sign up for the gym. Without lockdown times, you can go to the gym. But so you buy a DVD, and you play it at home, or you do it online. But you sign up for it. And in the old days, before the lockdown, the old days back then, pre-COVID, you'd go to the gym in January. It was packed. You couldn't get in, right? You couldn't get on a machine. By March, the whole place is yours. You know what I mean? But why do we fail? Why do we give up on our dream? Why? Why do we lose our focus? We forget our why. Did you ever have anybody ask you, what is your why? What is your why for doing that? Why do you want to do that? Why do I want to make extra money? Because I want to be able to have time freedom. I want to be able to have personal freedom. I want to be able to give to others. I want to be able to have more to share. That's my why. Why do I want this? So what do I have to do? I have to tell the universe, that's my why. And then when I get the direction to do what I need to do to bring in that abundant income, then that's what I do. We forget our why. And we forget who we are. We just sang, I am remembering who I am. If we really remembered who we are every day, we could have the life that we want. We would be good to ourselves and good to others, and we wouldn't have that cognitive dissonance anymore. We would do the next thing in front of us that we know the divine urge is telling us to do. We wouldn't sabotage ourselves. Michael Beckwith, Reverend Michael Beckwith, founder of Agape Spiritual Center, says, don't look for your dreams to become true. Look to become true to your dreams. Don't look for your dreams to become true. Look to become true to your dreams. What does that mean? It means exactly what we teach here. It means that we can only experience the beauty and the love and the joy and the abundance and the right relationships when we actually become that. It's not out there, right? It's in here. When we become it, then we see it. When we become it, we see it. So, what are we equal to holding? How much consciousness, how much life are we equal to holding? Whatever we open ourselves up to, conscious connection with our spirit, that determines it. So today is the first of 7 days of Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa. So it's not a religious holiday. It's an African-American holiday where they celebrate the qualities and values of life. Today, the first day is Umoja, which is unity. We love to celebrate unity here. We know that this universe is a unity, and we have unity through diversity. And the teachings of the Kwanzaa celebration celebrate family, community, responsibility, commerce, self-improvement, and stressing that all life is connected. All life is connected. And that always reminds me of Indra's net. Have you guys heard of Indra's net? Yeah, so you all already know this stuff. This is great. So if you don't, Indra, the tale goes, was a god who was lying in repose with the entire universe stretched above like a spider web filled with beautiful jewels. And there was a jewel at each connection of the web. That's you and me. That's all of us. Each jewel. We are each a jewel in the sky of the universe. Each jewel reflects every other jewel. And each jewel has its own light that is reflected by every other jewel. So we are all reflecting one another all the time. There is no, when something's happening to so-and-so over there, it's not happening to me. Life is all connected. So when something changes with one of the jewels, all the jewels change, right? That's the unity of all life. Today's also St. Stephen's Day and also Boxing Day. So Boxing Day, they used to collect boxes for change for the poor and give the change money to the priest, and the priest would distribute it throughout the community. That's Boxing Day. St. Stephen's Day is celebrating St. Stephen, who was the first Christian martyr, stoned to death by Romans and betrayed to the Romans by a bird, by a wren. Have you guys heard about this wren story? See? Because my husband is Irish, it was a thing over there. And it still kind of is a thing, the St. Stephen's feast, right? So it's a weird story. You can talk to Kevin afterwards. It doesn't make any sense to me. But there were parades, and what people would do is they would go look for a wren, and kids especially would stone the wrens to death. I know, horrible. If you're a member of PETA, you know, don't listen to this. They would stone the wrens to death and then tie the dead wren to a stick and then run through the town parading this dead wren on the stick, and then at the same time collecting money for charity door to door. Weird, I don't know. I don't understand that. Talk to Kevin. He's got more detail on it. But anyway, he was the first Christian martyr, okay, betrayed by the wren, because the wren made noise and told the Romans basically where he was hiding, in a bush or whatever. So I had to ask myself, okay, what's the bigger picture of this story? What am I a martyr to? What am I a victim of in my own life? Saying that somebody out there is betraying me. God is betraying me. Somebody else is betraying me. COVID is betraying me. I can't have the life I want because of so-and-so or because of that, or because of climate change, or because of whatever, politics. How do I take responsibility for my own life? That's what we teach here. Take responsibility for our own. That's the good news, and it's the bad news. In a nutshell, there's no blame or shame here. We're all starting from right where we are, and we all are responsible for our own response to life. Stuff happens. Stuff happens to good people. Stuff happens all the time to fabulous people. People die. People move on. How we respond to that, that's the key. That's the key. So I don't want to be a martyr. I don't want to be, poor me, look what happened to me. The only way out of that is to focus on the good, focus on what is working, use this practice, this philosophy in your everyday life, and get out of victimhood into self-responsibility. And that's what that ties into with these resolutions as well. Do we make the same unhappy choices over and over again? Sometimes we do, because we forget who we are. The Hindu text, the Bhagavad Gita, which literally means Song of the Blessed One, was translated into English in 1885 by Edwin Albert, and his book was titled The Song Celestial. How many of you have seen The Song Celestial or read it? Okay. So it's kind of basically beautiful poetry, and the point of the Bhagavad Gita is that human beings are one with God, but we don't know it. We're not aware of it. We're already one with God, but we're not aware of it. So the Hindus believe we have to go through samsara, birth and death, over and over again until we become aware of our oneness with Spirit. So you can take it literally and think about reincarnation, or you can take it metaphorically and you can say, okay, what am I willing to let pass away? And what am I willing to give birth to? And sometimes we have to let things pass away over and over again and give birth to new ideas, new beliefs over and over again. That's our samsara. That's our process of becoming aware that we are God in flesh, in form, here now. Take a breath with me. Just kind of absorb that for a second. So we talk about singing the song Celestial. Just remembering that we are God. So what song title is going to be the theme song for you for 2022? What's your song title going to be? Your theme song. Oh, no, not I. I will survive. Will it be I Will Survive? Bad to the bone. Maybe it'll be Bad to the Bone. What about Let It Be? Let It Be. Yeah. What about Imagine All the People Sharing All the World? What song lyrics are stuck in your head right now? Sometimes we hear that little voice, that still small voice, and it's not a nice one. Sometimes it's a voice of fear, anxiety, not enoughness. Can anyone relate? And so we play those lyrics in our head. And that's the song we're singing in our car as we're driving around. We need to remember that we are the candle light. We are a beacon all the time broadcasting. So pick a song that you want to broadcast. Pick a song that has the lyrics for your life that you want to live with. Because you can choose any song you want. Make it a love song. Why not? Make it a song of unity, umoja. We have the power to choose our song. And we are born into the song celestial. We are children of the One. How beautiful is that? So as 2021 wraps up and we move from the darkness to the light, we remember to plant those lyrics in our head that keep us remembering our why. Why am I here? What do I want? Do I want that donut? Or do I want to have a healthy body that I want to have? Remember my why. It'll keep me on track. So I invite you to just take another breath as we process all of this information with our head and drop down into our heart. Knowing that every cell of our body, every muscle, every gland, every bit of tissue, every electronic reaction going on in our brains right now is all the divine. We are one in spirit. We are that. Everyone, everywhere is. So I bless and I love and I send out love to all beings everywhere. All paths to God. All paths to awareness. All paths to remembering who we are and why we're here. I celebrate it. I embrace it. I'm so grateful that each one here and online has showed up as God for ourselves today and for the world, for the universe. We are jewels in the net of Indra. We are reflections of each other because there is only one. One love, one life, one truth, one beauty. And it looks an unlimited amount of ways. Diverse, unlimited. So I know for each one here, each one everywhere, that this year, its ups, its downs, its joys, its sorrows, has been a blessing. Whatever it looks like, I know that the divine is working for our good all the time, no matter what, even on holidays. I know the divine is always unfolding life for our highest good. So I breathe into that. I incorporate that into my very body, mind, body, and spirit aligned in this knowing. And I build a bigger container, and I do the inner work from the darkness moving into the light. And I am never alone. So just so grateful for this truth. Such a gift, such a gift. I simply release my word as law to the law that makes it so. It always, always says yes. And together we affirm this by saying, so it is, so it is. So now we'll bring up Lonnie.
Thank you so much, Reverend Karen. We are truly blessed by so many people that hold the high watch for our spiritual community, and Reverend Karen is definitely one that has done that for many, many years, so thank you. And I love how you spoke about the container, because our commitment here is to create a huge container of loving kindness for our community, and that we come together so that when you may have forgotten, we can remember for you. So I like to think of the offering as that beautiful investment into that container and that community and that family. So in that spirit, I invite you to place your offering over your heart and repeat after me. We trust in spirit. Love is the giver and receiver of all that we are.
Love is the giver and receiver of all that we are.
We offer this gift.
We offer this gift.
It is an outer expression of our inner abundance and compassion.
It is an outer expression of our inner abundance and compassion.
Our gifts bless many.
Our gifts bless many.
And return to us multiplied in miraculous ways. So that we may give again.
So that we may give again.
And so it is.
So it is. Thank you, Lonnie. All right, you guys, there's a new world coming. And it's just for all of us.
Just around the bend, there's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling. You can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in love.
You believe that? Yeah.
There's a new just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice coming. You can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day.
Time.
What a fun morning. Thank you so much, Karen. And when I spoke about that container, the fun part about doing the announcements is it's just a representation of that huge container we have for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. So all of this information is available on the web. And have you been to our website? Because there's some pretty amazing things there. And you can get to it at www.com. www.venturacsl.org. Check it out. There's some really fun things. But if you're not going to check it out right now, I'll let you know what's going on. So we have this beautiful program that's the Ambassador Program. And our ambassadors are here to make newcomers and congregants alike feel welcome. And today we have Lacey and Jim as our ambassadors. And you have to show them, they get to wear these awesome little badges. There you go. So you can't not find them.
Nice.
And they are a wealth of information. So they can answer questions about the center, upcoming events, classes, and et cetera. So if you'd like to get more information and you can't remember what I said, check out with Lacey and Jim. Next, we have our fifth Wednesday meditation, and that is this Wednesday, and it is the Way of Counsel. This is an incredible, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just so beautiful because you're going to be facilitated to an awesome way of listening and reflecting, and that's going to be at 6:30, and it is Zoom, and it is facilitated by our beautiful practitioner, Kim Bryson, and it's the theme is your greatest treasure lies behind the door marked fear. Ah, that sounds fun. Yeah. And interesting. A little scary, but. So all of that information for the Zoom will be online. You can sign up for that, and I just really invite you to participate in that. That's very eye-opening. And then we have a beautiful class coming up with our Reverend Susan Burrell. I'll let her speak to that.
Have to bring the mic with me. Starting in January, I am so blessed to be able to facilitate a class Monday nights in person for 6 weeks or on Zoom Tuesday mornings starting January 10th and 11th for 6 weeks. And it's based on this book called The Luminous Landscape of the Afterlife. So is there anybody, I think a lot of us, that's curious about what happens on the other side of life, or this particular incarnation? This book was a channeled book by a young man who was brutally murdered, and his father was trying to find a way through his grief, and he began to have conversations with his son on the other side. And they have now co-authored 3 books. Wow. So this explains a lot of what happens on the other side and how we can best prepare now by being a higher vibration and radiance of love, which is what we teach here all the time. And then that experience just expands. So it's going to be a discussion, and we're going to just dive deep into what our current beliefs are so we can, like Reverend Karen said, let go of those things and embrace more of the love and light that we are now, right here. So again, January 10th and January 11th. Thank you.
Yes, and Reverend Susan is an amazing teacher, so I do encourage you to participate in that. More good stuff. So we have our beautiful Lita Martin, another practitioner, is doing her visioning and vision board workshop on Saturday, January 8th, 1 to 4. And it's going to be downstairs in Martha's Hall, so that means it's in person. And for more information, you can visit the website, remember, venturacsl.org, under classes. More good stuff. We have outreach, so there's volunteer opportunities. You can see the website for details, and we are supporting our Family to Family, which serves lunch to our unhoused on the first Monday of the month. And Lift Up Our Voices, or Lift Up Your Voice, for rehoming people. So right now, there's no furniture needed, but smaller kitchen items, pots, pans, silverware, as well as working bicycles. So we love to support our brothers and sisters that are unsheltered, and getting them into a beautiful home would be so wonderful. Then we have, of course, our Hearts in Harmony choir practice in person and also via Zoom. Is there choir practice today, Mary? Oh, you got a little break. But our beautiful Mary, she welcomes everyone into the choir, even if you may not have as good a voice as our beautiful Mary and Reverend Bonnie, and so many others, please join them. And then after service, we have prayer with the practitioner, 1 minute miracle, so you can seek out someone with the little stoles, and they'd love to pray with you. And I never realized how many announcements there were.
Yeah. Oh, I should have shortened my talk.
Oh, my gosh, Karen. Wow. So anyway, those watching us on Facebook, please share the link. And we just love you. And we're so happy that you joined us today. And it's just been the best. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Lonnie. Fabulously done. Thank you. I have a benediction.